Right, it's a good morning to you, and it's 4 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and today we are having a guest, of course, from MTC, coming to be with us here. So let's just go for a short break again, and so I can just, receive him. He is already, he doesn't even need to be, received because he's not new to this place. His name is Fikameni from MTC. Make the connection. Fikameni, good morning.
Morning, to you and, the listeners of, the mighty Eagle FM.
Yes. So, Fikameni, without wasting time, you have something for the listeners.
Yes, I greet you all, corners of this entire country, 14 regions. Why MTC has decided to invade, or rather by invite, the studios of the Eagle FM is to spread word on a very, very important message, particularly to our unemployed brothers and sisters. So in context, 3 years ago, we started what we called the MTC Knockout Project. And the objective of that particular program was to address any social ill that was amongst our society. So we had themed it Boxing for Change. And if the listeners still remember, there was a time when they saw our personalities from all different walks of life enter a ring, have never boxed, but enter a ring to box for change. In that particular event, we had raised, together with sponsors, we had raised an amount of 800,000. And at the end of that event, we had decided as MTC, we are not experts in solving GBV. So we had decided with the sponsors to channel those funds to organizations or communities that deal with GBV advocacy. So four groups benefited, and they are doing well to this date. The second edition was that of just themed around homelessness. And again, we had taken personalities, Namibian personalities from all different walks of life, and put up a massive show where they had to sing, interpreting, of course, an existing artist in the country. With that initiative, we had raised an amount of 1.1 million. And with that amount, again, at the end of the event, we sat with all the sponsors who helped us raise those amounts to decide what do we now use the amount. The proceeds that we gained. Those proceeds, we channeled them to building homes for the homeless. And with the assistance of the Sheikh Dwellers Federation, 1.1 million was able to build 24 houses in areas of Kochas and Gibeon. 24 houses, I repeat, in areas of Kochas and Gibeon. And that for us was a big milestone, because In at a time when everybody was asked, remember it was during the pandemic, at a time when everybody asked to stay home, many of our brothers and sisters did not have homes.
Yeah, so it is 1.1
million. 1.1
million,
24 houses.
24 houses.
24 houses, yes.
Okay, maybe one would wonder, how big are those houses?
How big are those houses? These are two bedrooms, one bedrooms that cost an amount between 40,000 to 60,000 per house. What happens is the Sheikh Dwellers Federation, I repeat to say, one institution that has an answer to solving the houses crisis in this country alongside government. Because when these funds come in, what that means is you would, with your grandchildren or children, would assist with the digging.
Yeah.
Would assist with the carrying of the bricks, mm-hmm. to cut all this cost. And
yes,
that's why those houses are of that figure. Significant, really, as you say, but it's a working method. In fact, 2 weeks ago, We opened houses in Okakarara, 140 houses in Okakarara that are built through the Sheikh Dwellers Federation. A story of another day, but it's a working platform that is really working in solving the housing crisis in this country. Which brings me to why I am here. I think early this year in Feb, we had launched what has become or famously known as the We Race Together. We Race Together, the brains behind it was to celebrate our athletes in this country who, for the past 2 years during the pandemic, have restored hope in this country.
Yeah.
And we said we're going to have a race in their honor. And in doing so, we invited personalities from different walks of life, businessmen, politicians, artists, you and I, who came on that racetrack to participate in a relay race. I think we saw politicians such as Dr. Panduleni Tula participate. We saw Mehmet Desiree Mathias participate. We saw that the same Shivute participate in those races. And it was significant. So away from that fun, what we had always said is that when we were looking for sponsorship or corporates to come on board, we told them that, look, we want at the end of the day to, together with these corporates, decide what do we use these proceeds. A month ago, we had announced that particular event had raised an amount of 1.4 million from 24 sponsors, from a beautiful event that will never be forgotten on the sporting calendar of this country. After the event, we sat with all the sponsors to deliberate on what do we use those funds for. Remember, the first one went to four organizations that do with GBV. The second proceeds went to building 24 houses in areas of Kochas and Gibeon. Now the third one, that is what we deliberated. And the outcomes of those was, number one, we have brothers and sisters in this country who graduated either from VTC, who graduated but cannot be absorbed by the system because it is just too full.
Yeah.
Yes. And secondly, with inflation going up, the cost of living, particularly with food, everything is going up. So the sponsors had agreed to answer to those calls. The first one, last week we sent out a call, expression of interest, asking young Namibians, youth between the ages of 18 to 35. If you have a TVET qualification, that is a vocational and training education. If you have a TVET qualification, but find yourself sitting at home, because we know startup capital has made a significant dent in contributing to unemployment. So if you find yourself at home, you have a TVET qualification, France wants you to come and fix his electrical issues at home, but you don't even have an electrical testing kit.
Yeah.
You did bricklaying. You want to start making your own bricks, so that you perhaps sell or build, but you don't have that brick making machine. So if you find yourself at home, this expression for interest is for you to say, apply for those funds. And, that one is in line with just some youth SME
yeah.
empowerment. You can apply for grants with not more than 10,000 Namibian dollars. The second one, as I said, answers the plight for food security. We are giving grants to established or aspiring gardeners who aspire to have community gardens. And at the center of all this establishment, we want somebody who wants to create or establish a garden that would benefit the community.
Mm.
That simply means if a tomato, or onion used to cost $5 at the supermarket, now the community is able to buy it from you for $2. Or your proceeds that you get from that garden now that will help you establish, you can say, I'm channeling it to a disadvantaged community or a school or feeding somebody. That is all what we want. A community garden that will benefit the community. So we ask aspiring gardeners or people with existing gardens that they would want them to grow to write us a proposal with a budget not more than 70,000 Namibian dollars, because we also know the cost of establishing a fully fledged functional garden that will give you proper productivity can cost a lot. So we're asking those to write us their proposal and apply for those grants. So one is 10,000. That is for capital injection for your TVET graduates. And two is community gardens for the budget of 70,000 Namibian dollars to establish or grow an existing garden to benefit the community. I think that was clear.
Okay, now let's go back to the number two of the We Race Together.
Yes.
Maybe I have a question there.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the athletes that you called?
The athletes we asked to participate, the four I've already mentioned, but because we wanted to make it fun, we selected people that ordinarily January to December would not be on a racing track.
Oh yeah.
Yes, just to make it fun. So we have those likes of Panduleni Itula. We had invited the Venduk mayor. We had invited Meme Desiree Matias. We have business personalities, Amos Yuka. We have invited the likes of artists.
Yeah.
That also participated. It was over 140 participants. So I can only bring you a whole full list and read it to you, which will take us the whole day. But we took almost everybody. So what we did is at the end of the race, because it was sort of like an elimination thing, running heats to heats, we then paired some of the winning teams with the likes of Anania Sikongo, Johannes Nambala, in one team with two others.
Yeah.
And then we brought in our Olympic girls, national Olympic girls to also participate in this. And of course, other pro athletes where you have one athlete who's very good versus three others. That is now you and I who have to run our kapundas in front and then make sure we reach the victory line.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I asked this question on purpose, repeating it, because there has been, issues, where some people felt that MTC was selective when it comes to honoring of athletes, especially the special Olympic, athletes. But now that you mentioned Ananias Sikongo and Johannes Nambala, I think, It settles the whole course.
Yes, I think if you remember, the two and many others, specifically also during COVID, for a moment there, I know, Ananias Sikongo won at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And, Johannes Nambala also won just right after Beatrice, Masilingi and Boma had also won. So at that moment, those athletes and the many others that participated, I think at that moment we forgot about COVID and just came back to the Namibian pride that how these athletes restored that pride back and sort of like sense of hope to the country. So we are always aware of matters of inclusivity, and whenever we are able to, we do that. But it's always at the back of our mind that in most of, if not all the activities, we do address those.
Yeah. No, yes. I think you might, say you might feel vindicated here on the fact that, most of the things are done nationally and people don't make a difference between MTC and what is done on a national level, from a government level, because you see, from a government level, Beatrice Masilingi and Boma were paraded in the street.
Yes.
But when Ananias Sikongo them returned, there was a bit of a slowdown.
Yes.
So, but then that overshadows what you guys have done.
Yes.
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 So now going back to the issue of, now the grants.
Mm-hmm.
especially the gardening. So, and because there may be at the issues of construction, you have mentioned the age group. But what are the age groups of, as far as the gardening is concerned, who should apply?
The gardening is everybody. So what we want to see, France, is, and we have not limited it, because unlike the youth one, in Namibia, the participating age groups, when we speak about youth, it's from 18 to 35.
Yeah.
But with the gardening, we have not limited it. What we want to see is anybody who can demonstrate the will, who can demonstrate the passion of gardening.
Okay.
But also at the center of it, demonstrate that we want to assist the community. Franz, I've been a journalist for a couple of years. And once you are on the ground, you go to schools in the villages, in the informal areas, where even hostels find it hard to just feed school learners.
Yeah.
And because of the cost also. You find it hard, you find it, it's also very saddening when you go to some of these communities with disadvantage or previously disadvantage or minority, whichever term we may want to use them, where there's serious hunger in this country. But they've learned, they have the expertise. But sometimes they don't have that startup capital. Yeah. They also want to provide an income for themselves. Some people of late, because of inflation, have started their own backyard gardens to say, I'm no longer buying tomatoes from supermarket X and Y. And as such, they want to perhaps, because they've done it already and it's working, but you also want to grow your garden to benefit the neighbor. So at the center of all of the whole community gardening expression of interest, we're looking at somebody who can demonstrate the willingness and put to us that these are the benefits that the community will. It's not just for self-gain, because in that, we're also looking forward to friends who can start up a garden and employ two or three other people who can earn an income.
Yeah, because there are guys already who have, you know, who are already in the industry, but maybe they need one or two help here and there.
Yes.
So now in terms of your allocation of money, because this is 70,000, the person that has already something and he needs, how do you come to his aid?
So it's open for everybody. That is for those who already have and want to bolster productivity, to assist and also just help the community, and those who don't have. Now, remember, it's 70,000 allocated. And if you take that share of 700,000 for SME youth funds and 70 and another 700, if you divide that by 70, it will give you 10.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're looking at not less than 10 people to benefit.
Okay.
But if you look at it, somebody who already has a garden might give you a budget of just 40,000, because they already have structures in place. So if you take that, that difference of 30,000 and, you get three submissions of people with existing gardens, that means you now have 90,000 extra.
Yeah.
That means we can now give more than 10 people. Make them 11.
Yeah.
So we're playing it open, such that it allows, those with existing gardens and want to just grow them, and those that want to start from scratch. And especially those that want to start from scratch, we would really like to encourage them, because we know, we have people, with big backyards. We have people with land in the informal communities that want to start these things, but cannot afford a tank, cannot afford pipes, cannot afford shade nets, for example, for the production of gardens. I'm not an expert in gardening. There are other people on the committee that will be selecting that are experts in gardening, but they will be able to tell you that there's a lot of interest, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, maybe... I don't know how much time do you have. Maybe we can take one or two questions from the callers. Is that fine?
I have no problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We are here. It's 23 minutes past 11, and I'm here with Fikameni from MTC. They are offering good, you know, stuff here. Those who are lucky, you are 35. You are still a young person. I'm out. I'm even angry now that, you know, the MTC maybe waited. They were tracing my birthday, and they just decided to do it when I'm way out of the whole numbering and I'm not even, you know, qualifying. But if you want to be, you know, in the conversation, you want to ask Fikameni a question concerning this topic, don't come and talk about recharge and the other things. We are talking about the project that is at hand, that MTC is doing, that they are offering, you know, these grants to people who graduated with what? TVET.
Yes.
Yeah, TVET certificate. I don't know what that is, but you can get a bricklayer or you can get a wheelbarrow. So, and if you apply from 18 to 35. So if you have a question, you can come through. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. Now, who is the contact person?
The contact person for?
If I want to apply, where do I take the?
So we asked, applicants to send through their proposal via mail. And that is, my email address. That is, F Matthias, F of Fikameni, Matthias. That is MATHIAS at, mtc.com.na.
Yeah.
And those that would like to call just for clarity and inquire more, they can make a call at, 061-280-2024. I repeat, 061-280-2024.
So that is 061-280-2024.
Yes.
Okay. And the email address again is F Matthias.
F Matthias, F for food, M for mother, A for apple, T, H for hungry, I for India, A for apple, S for soccer at mtc.com.na. F Matthias at mtc.com.na.
Okay, so that is inclusive because some people might not have internet and access. They can just do the calling.
Yes, I see some already, in fact, calling me. Colleagues, I cannot answer because I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
We asked this because just also to make the admin work slightly easier for us, because you can only imagine the number of applicants we will be flooded with.
Yeah.
And to just make things easier for the committee. So we ask, if you find yourself at an informal area, do not wait for the last minutes before you go to the only guy with a laptop in the street. Fix your documents together. All we need specifically, because I've been receiving a lot of, submissions, please submit a proposal, basic proposal where you motivate, because it's not only you. Please, motivate your case, and also just submit, authentic quotations.
Yeah.
Not from, France's toolbox. If you need a tank, you go to the shops, that provide tanks. And make a quotation so that we know from your proposal, these are the material you need. And, this is the cost and we can work around it.
How many quotations do you need per item? One or two, three?
Two would be proper. And then you give us your preferred because, we are also very mindful that, specifically with equipment, there are brands that, some people prefer because of either quality and what the work they can do. And we do not want to necessarily dictate. So if you can give us quotations and, just indicate your preferred, equipment or brand that you want, we will honor, just provided that it fall within the confines of those figures. Again, I repeat, 10,000 for the TVET graduates and 70,000 Namibian dollars for the community gardens.
All right. Fikameni, we are going for a short break. We'll be going for a short break now. It seems that the people are, you know, maybe they are having, you know, it clear. But after a short break, I will ask you, you know, one last question. Then from there, I can, let you go.
Yes.
And so we are going for a short break, and we'll continue after a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamilem Sakuri, Ringorisa Zasirimose Statama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Martutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafera kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele riofisi zerivu kaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niba IUM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
All right, we come back. Of course, now, Fikameni, maybe one last question.
Yes.
So the one, so you are giving how much per person is for those who with the vocationals? Because at the gardening, you are giving 70,000.
For the gardening, it's 70,000, I said. However, for the TVET graduates, that is now for the SME empowerment grants, we are giving 10,000. So if we are to stick within the 10,000 margins, now, that means everybody gives a submission of 10,000 on the dot. Mm. That means we'll be awarding 70 Namibian youth those grants for that capital injection.
Across the whole country.
And I repeat, I know... My fellow Namibians are easy to come out after the awarding that why are we only giving on Mahege region or Karas region?
Yeah.
Please apply. Apply from wherever you are, and already we've been seeing my emails have been flooded with these applications.
Yeah.
I still encourage Namibians all around the country to apply, because these grants are for every Namibian within that age group. Similarly, with the community gardens,
yeah,
please apply, motivate your case, and the motivation goes across the board, because you have people submitting without quotations.
Yeah.
Now, if we receive 500 applications for those grants, You can only imagine after the due date, which is the 19th of September, you can only imagine what we are most likely to do with applications that do not conform to the requirements, submission requirements.
Yeah.
So in short, the SME youth empowerment, that will be 70 Namibians. And for the community gardens, those will be 10 lucky applicants who can clearly demonstrate to us that they have the will and know-how, and the community is at the center of beneficiaries that are going to benefit from the community gardens. So please, please, please apply, and please make your case.
All right. Maybe your final words, because maybe later in the program, people may call,
mm-hmm.
and I can forward those questions to you if they ask. But what will your final words be?
My final words would be, first and foremost, I would like to thank the sponsors that have pledged an amount towards the 1.4 million. We had 23 sponsors that came on board. And these are the likes of your ShopRite, your Kasivibe, your Bank Venduk, your Bipa, your Dandy, your CSS Tactical Solution, PSTBet, PWC, Namra, Nampower, Momentum Metropolitan Namibia, Namport, Bond Life, Erongo Red, Recon Namibia, Huawei, Namibia Airports Company, Apollo Shimakeleni, Nored, Huawei, Kran, Namcor, Nabib Mills, and the National Youth Council, plus, of course, MTC. Would like to say thank you, because it has been normalized that it is fine when corporates don't work together for a common good. So in this case, really, for these corporates that decided to hold hands with us, we'd say thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Let's do it again in the next round. Secondly, I would like to say these grants that are collected for every Namibian, and these corporates have deliberately put in their money to see a change in life, to see a change in lifestyle, to see lives improve. So I'd like to encourage Namibians out there for the two grants. Please apply. If you have a TVET qualification and you find yourself at home, please apply, because this might just be a capital injection for your business to work, and for you to not just be staying home. If you have a great idea, or you have a garden already and you'd like to grow it for the benefit of the community again, please apply, make your case, put in a proper, strong, proposal, and let's make use of these funds, because, the situation on the streets, on the ground, is not that is very appetizing, or that rather good. And how it has become, fashionable, that, the statistics of Namibia, youth unemployment Namibians must, continue growing, is appalling. So we're coming here to really just assist and see where we can assist. It might not be enough or a lot, as many people might criticize, but we believe it can be a starting point for somebody who usually just be at home, yeah, to start making an income for themselves. Right. For any queries, I've shared those numbers and my email address. But for queries, please do not hesitate to call 061-280-2024. You would be able to get hold of me.
Yes,
and then we can
continue
the conversation.
Repeat the number. So it's 280-2024.
Yes.
061.
Yes.
Yes. So, Fikamene, once again, thank you very much for your time that you have come. And also thank you very much for the info that you have given. At least it gives hopes to a Namibian sitting there, not having a bricklaying machine, or not having, you know, something to do, or maybe what is this? How do they call it in English? Water table or what?
Yes.
This, the one that they, Waterpas.
Waterpas.
Yeah. Something like that.
Exactly.
So somebody doesn't have that. And he's, you know, he needs it. And then he's able to apply
yes.
under that and get assistance.
Yes.
So thank you very much for your coming, and let me wish you a great day ahead.
It's an honor, friends. Thank you very much.
Right.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pei. Lela pei onkara ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokate vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tangadhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pei. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka kalela pe nenge utre moshifo sho the villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mauthemba goe hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pe nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa mwewe yoko make. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandisi, tudengera nina kono rajeta tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pe yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Alright, we come back. So, Fikameni was here, and those who just come on radio, there is a good news for you. You know, 10,000 that you can get as a grant, from MTC. That is if you have a TVET certificate. So you are seated, you are from vocational, you know, Valombola vocational, or you are from Nana vocational, or Kakarara, or whatever vocational center you are from. And you don't have a water pass. You know, you don't have that water. Well, they call it a water table. I don't understand. What's it? It's a water meter or something in of that line in English. But in Afrikaans, I think they call it water pass. So if you don't have that, or you maybe want a bricklayer, you can apply. You get a 10,000. Maybe you want a fault finder, that machine. Maybe you are an electrician and you don't have that fault finder. So somebody calls you to go and fix electricity and you don't have the fault finder. So you want one. You are then able to get that fault finder by applying, and make sure that you apply and you meet the requirement by providing all the information that is needed. And the due date, of course, is 19th of this month. That is 19th September. There's another one also for, you know, a 70,000 for gardeners. Maybe you are doing a garden and you don't just have pipes. You want pipes or you want, you know, a tank to store water, or maybe a generator to pump, to pump water from the generator and the water pump or something, whatever it is. So that is within the 70,000 limit, of course. Then maybe you are having some already, but you don't have one or two staff. Then you can also get like a 30,000 or like a 35, depending.
On August 26, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
All right. So if you have, he has left some addresses here to where you can send. So that is F. Matthias at mtc.com.na, and also 0612802024. That's a number you can use to call. 0612802024. You can call that number. Alternatively, if you have additional questions, you can come through on Eagle FM here. We take your questions to him, and then he'll be able to forward the answer. Remember, the due date is on the 19th.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was calling me?
Oh, no. With this number.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry, sir. 401. Nobody will call you with a 401. The person who will call you will use a 400. And, maybe this 15 minutes that we are here, we can now. These 14 minutes, we can, or 13 minutes rather, we can discuss the issue of, you know, because the other time when we were here on tech, we were saying there are people that have startups and they cannot have assistance. You know, people cannot have assistance. But when assistance come, most people are either not on radio to listen, or maybe they are busy. When they come to hear that there is an assistance given, it is on the 18th, and you want to rush with documents to fill up document on the 18th and expect to make it. It doesn't work like that. So when of course you can make it maybe by luck, but most of the time we hear things late and we do things in a rush. And at the end of the day, we get quotations from wrong places. And then we don't qualify while there is time. So sometimes it's not that assistance is not there. Sometimes it's that people are not there, you know, to receive assistance. The assistance can be there, something good as it is. You know, this is almost 80,000 per person in two projects. Somebody gets a 10,000 there. This one gets a 70,000 at gardening, and this one gets a 10,000 at, you know, construction side, or, you know, whatever, bricklaying or plumbing. You know, but most of us are not listening. And those who are listening, when we are listening, we keep the information to ourselves, or maybe we go and communicate, but maybe we don't understand. And then somebody gets the information that MTC is giving this money for gardeners or for those who have TVET certificate. And you hear it on the 17th or on the 18th, and then you want to run. You know that the 15th is Thursday, the other Thursday. So you are going to hear it on Friday. And the whole weekend you will be, and on Monday you want to come and rush and do things, and then you get late. So that is the problem, the bridge between information. When information comes, who does it find? Does it come to the right people? Of course, that one is judged by the way we act to it. Yes.
Mr. Franz?
Yes.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
I want you to correct me for the Fikameni. He talking about age. Is it which people matter, for starting for which age to apply?
When it comes to the people that have a vocational certificate, that is from 18 to 35.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but when it comes to gardening, it is there is no limit of age.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there is no limit of age when it comes to gardening. The limit is just at those who are sitting with certificates from vocationals, who have TVET, and those who have TVET certificates, those ones is from 18 to 35. So if you are a 40, 50, you don't qualify. But
yeah, we are. Yes. We are 40, brother.
Yes, yeah, so
we are 40 up.
Me, I don't qualify.
Me too, yeah. Okay, that's what you want to know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Fran.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right. So, yes, I don't qualify for that one with the TVET, but maybe for the one for the gardens, because that one is until 100 years if you are able to work. So there's no age limit. Yes?
Yes. Oh, so me and you, we are out. So for the gardening, it's fine.
Yes, we only qualify at the gardening.
Oh, even though I found you gone already, I just found you in the discussion with me. What's your name? His name again?
Fikameni.
Fikameni. So yes, it's still good because you know, if you don't have food, honestly speaking, you are out. So that thing includes the urban area, ne?
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone. Because I'm so happy because this system has been discriminating us sometimes, more especially when you come to pottery. Because you are here, you're in the urban, you cannot make your car small. At least the gardening is fine. But even though, they need to give us some limitation. So, but on the pottery and things like that, honestly speaking, let the people sponsor us to do some things. So, but then, the other thing, like you said, the information, we seriously, there is a gap there. There is a wide gap between information dissemination and also how this information is seriously analyzed. So we only come to understand it when when you people bring up somebody to give us information. But if it's just a conversation, a general conversation on the issue of development and income generating activities, things like that, people don't listen. They don't listen. We don't want to listen. We have become so familiar with each other. Then anything, like you normally say, so you have actually prejudged. You have already concluded before even the person says something because of that preconceived idea. You understand? So even if we bring up good information that can help, because most of those, especially from the VDC graduates, even if you go to Development Bank of Namibia, away, they will tell you, are you an artisan? Are you from Vitis or whatever? And I'm not so sure whether those people who are leading those young ones, even on their platform, on their social media, where they normally exchange views with the young ones, are they bringing out this kind of information?
All right.
I don't go on the, for me, I don't know this Eagle FM and others, but most especially Eagle FM. But then when we come here, try to at least digest, because we would have digested the information, interpreted them well before we come here, but people are not receptive to this kind of information. What do you think we should do?
All right, let me take one more last one.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So, I'm saying, so it's very important to have access to information. Because sometimes we are in other things. And when you are coming to hear, oh, there is something like this, it is late. It is late. And you don't really stand a chance to even say, even if you do, unless you or maybe already have had those papers already. But if you are to start from the scratch, you know, going in, because sometimes you get the information and you don't even get the correct information anymore, you know, and you, because it's better for you to hear the information, yourself. And, of course, that's where radio comes in. Radio plays a very vital role in information, in that process of disseminating information. It is 11:55. If you still have a question or two, I can take those questions to Fikameni so that he can provide the answers. But remember, you can apply. If you want to inquire more, you call this number 061-280-2024. That is the number that you can call if you want to inquire more. Now, if you want to inquire more, you can call those numbers. You can have much information on the issue. So at least the people that are doing gardening, they are vindicated, because most of people doing gardening work used to complain to say, no, there's no fund, you know, they are not fund. At least you have 10 people or 11 people that can stand a chance to, you know, to get this 70,000 or so. 11 sound an insignificant number when you have a lot of people, you know, needing help, but 11 people getting assistance is actually better than nothing. So if those 11 people that are doing gardening and they get this necessary assistance, these people will grow their garden and the communities in which they are will benefit. And they might even employ one or two people. So you will times that 11 with another number that might lead you to 40 people or 50 benefiting from these 11 people that are going to receive, you know, this type of equipment. So of course, depending on the level and the nature of their gardening, the status of their, you know, gardens. And that applies to the 70 people. So these 70 people that are going to receive this 10,000, for whatever it is. So these people are going to employ one or two people, and you might have 140 people benefiting from, you know, benefiting from this 10,000 in the long run. So the numbers may sound insignificant, but if you put it on the scale, on a reality scale, you find out that the beneficiaries are many. Even one person receiving assistance, that person can, it is having other beneficiaries, you know, a lot of them that can benefit from him one person getting employed is equal to 5 to 6 or 10 people benefiting from that person. Right. We will be going for a short break, and after that, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
Hello, Namibia. Inderapa manate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokate huru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadana no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
FM Nenge Kaimba Nenge Hoka Kalela Pe Nenge Utremoshifo Sho The Villager Ni Kwao Yawedapo Otovuru Okuninga Omafutiro Goe Otovuru Ishe Okuturako Omatumaraka Goe Vinima Yayoroka Gashi Omatumaraka Gorukozi Omatumaraka Goma Fio Omatumaraka Goma Harero Yambeko Goma Baro Nomatumaraka Goku Arukehe Goka Wahara Utsefere Oshiwana Ashikesho Monamibia Okuza Warapo Doranda Tu Ni Firinga Itano Metumaraka Kehe Lela Pay Oharongo Ngini Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe paturura o accountae oshari eto turamo o mausemba goe inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe shampa wa mana okuturamo o mausemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital.etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandithi, tudengera nena kono rajeta tuimwe mbarinora datongoi jamano datundatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe datumbari jetatu ne nonora yeriari. Lela pay yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Okay, from me, it's a goodbye. Of course, we have had MTC, with Ms. Fikameni here informing us of what is coming, is going to happen to the people who have TVET certificates. So all you need to do is apply. And maybe let me repeat the number that you have to call in for inquiries. That is 061-280-2024. So from myself and I and me, it's a goodbye until we meet again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the rest of the shows.
Gusa et tokoro lyouhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Mokutura moe hundiro liye yowamba zuma okoko, ndimo kwa nakuma pukuru gumanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatu utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.